This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is urging the Senate to consider without delay his upcoming nomination to fill the Supreme Court seat vacated by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In a Saturday morning tweet, President Trump writes, "We were put in this position of power and importance to make decisions for the people who so proudly elected us," adding the most important of which has long been considered to be the selection of United States Supreme Court justices. "We have this obligation without delay." As for who the president's nominee might be,
the president's obviously put forward two lists.
Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says,
"You know, they're originalists, you know, they're textualists, you know, they're people who respect the words of the Constitution and the plain text of statutes."
With just over 6 weeks until the presidential election, Democratic nominee Joe Biden says there should be no nomination or vote until the next president is decided. Ben Thomas, Washington.
China is threatening U.S. companies with sanctions following President Trump's TikTok and WeChat ban that's set to take effect on Sunday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Chinese government on Saturday issued regulations for foreign companies that it says could endanger its national sovereignty, security, or development interests. Companies that end up on the list could be banned from importing or exporting from China and may be barred from investing in the country, along with other sanctions. The announcement comes after the U.S. said it would ban Chinese-owned TikTok and WeChat. President Trump has been pressuring parent company ByteDance to sell TikTok's U.S. operations to a domestic company to satisfy security concerns. I'm Julie Walker.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people joined the biggest protest in years in Thailand Saturday, cheering calls to curb the power of the country's monarchy, as well as for the removal of former coup leader, Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha. The protests have been building in the Southeast Asian country since mid-July. They have broken a long-standing taboo by criticizing the monarchy, as well as seeking a new constitution and elections. Thai authorities have said criticizing the monarchy is unacceptable in a country where the king is constitutionally enthroned in a position of revered worship. News reports estimate at least 30,000 people took part in Saturday's demonstrations. Organizers said there were more than 50,000, while police said there were 18,000, still enough to make it the biggest since Prayut took power in 2014. Taiwan bid farewell on Saturday to its former president, Lee Teng-hui, dubbed Mr. Democracy for ending autocratic rule in favor of free elections and being a champion of Taiwan's separate identity from China. We get more from Reuters' Ciara Lee.
Lee was credited with ending autocratic rule in favor of free elections. He also championed Taiwan's separate identity from China. But Lee's service took place in the shadow of renewed tensions with China, just as his election to become Taiwan's first democratic leader did in 1996. China claims the island as its own territory, and on Friday and Saturday sent jets close to the island. Beijing carried out drills in the Taiwan Strait, sending 19 aircraft near the island on Saturday alone. Beijing has expressed anger at the visit of a senior U.S. official to Taipei, who is there for Lee's memorial. Lee died in July at the age of 97 and was president between 1988 and 2000.
That's Reuters' Ciara Lee. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Saturday thanked Colombian President Iván Duque for his stance against Venezuela's President Nicolás Maduro and pledged continued assistance to help fight drug trafficking. In the fourth stop of his tour of South America, Pompeo said the partnership between Colombia and the United States was a force for good in the region. Pompeo has used the tour to increase pressure on Maduro, who has overseen a six-year economic collapse and has been indicted in the United States on narco-terrorism charges. A report this week by the United Nations investigators found that Maduro's government has committed systematic human rights violations, including killings and torture, amounting to crimes against humanity. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News. Hits.